longer settled law. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Protesters outside the U.S. Supreme Court reacting to a report from Politico citing what they say is a leaked draft opinion, claiming the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to overturn Roe v. Wade.
According to Politico, the draft opinion is a full-throated repudiation of the 1973 decision, which guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights, and a subsequent 1992 decision, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, that largely maintained that right.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. This is only a draft opinion authored reportedly by Justice Samuel Alito and dated in February. Utah Senator Mike Lee, who once clerked for Justice Alito, telling Fox News at night the leak is outrageous.
I'm saddened by the fact that his work was released without authorization prior to his time of release, specifically for the purpose of threatening, intimidating, and harassing those justices inclined to go along with what appears to be the majority opinion.
This would be the first known leak ever of a draft opinion in high court history. Fox News cannot independently verify the draft is authentic, but Fox's Supreme Court's correspondent Shannon Bream reports her sources are not waving her off of it. Spokesman for the Supreme Court has declined to comment. Reaction to the report from the Democrat congressional leadership, a statement from House Speaker Pelosi and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in the Senate, says this report, if accurate, would be one of the most damaging decisions in modern history, and says tens of millions of women could be stripped of their bodily autonomy. Primary day has arrived in Ohio. Republicans in the Buckeye State will choose a candidate Tuesday to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Rob Portman. Late polls show the race tightening with political newcomer J.D. Vance, endorsed by Donald Trump, slightly in the lead. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The vice president is headed back to work after a COVID diagnosis.
Vice President Kamala Harris tested negative for COVID-19 on a rapid test less than a week after testing positive. The White House says Harris will return to in-person work on Tuesday, but continue to wear a well-fitting mask while around others through the 10-day period as recommended by the CDC. The vice president is vaccinated and boosted, and when she tested positive last week, her office said she was not exhibiting symptoms. She was not considered a close contact of President Biden. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A New York City Police Department veteran has been convicted in federal courts on charges of assaulting an officer during the January 6th incursion of the U.S. Capitol, rejecting his claim that he was defending himself when he tackled the officer and grabbed his gas mask. Thomas Webster, a 20-year NYPD veteran, will be sentenced in September. A special grand jury has been selected for the investigation into whether former President Trump and others tried to illegally influence the 2020 election in Georgia. The grand jury will have subpoena power. The father of the victim in an infamous unsolved murder case is asking for a fresh look at the evidence.
6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey was found bludgeoned and strangled in the basement of her family's home in Boulder, Colorado on December 26, 1996. Her death has been ruled a homicide, but no one has been prosecuted. John Ramsey says he wants DNA evidence that was never tested to be transferred away from Boulder and tested by another agency, supporting an online petition which said the Boulder Police Department hasn't done enough to solve the murder, despite advancements in DNA technology. A spokesperson for Colorado Governor Jared Polis says the state will review the petition and look into how the state can assist in identifying JonBenet's killer. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.